Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning actor and Saturday Night Live alum who created and stars in HBO's Barry.
An audition.
Hmm?
You.
Yeah.
Have an audition.
Yeah.
What, are they reading extras now?
No. That's so weird. Sally said the same thing.
What's the point?
It's a guy named, JT in a movie called Swim Instructors.
How many of these did you print?
It's just one. It's 4 scenes.
Holy moly. JT is on every page. That's a lot of lines, Barry.
Yeah, I think he's one of the leads.
No! You say, oh, we're just a bunch of swim instructors. That's the title. They can't cut that.
Please welcome Bill Hader.
What a nice audience. Oh,
they
my God.
They are gosh. A nice audience. We decided to get you a nice one.
Thank you.
Because I've never had you on before.
No, this is my first time on the
first
show.
First time, so I wanted you to have a nice audience.
Oh, thanks,
there
buddy.
There you go.
Thank you.
And I like that you said that over there. You said it again. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I like the buddy.
Yeah,
like
I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know. Everyone's like, no way.
Yeah.
You
we
got
also,
out.
We brought in a lot of people from Oklahoma.
You guys
for
got
you.
Out.
Yeah. One of the, Barry. It gets great reviews. It's like 99% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. But I tell you, you want another good review?
What?
I think it's a perfect show. It's absolutely.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
I got dragged into the Barry world by my 17-year-old son, who said, "Dad, sit down. You should really see this show." And I've only seen season 2. I haven't seen season 1.
Oh, well, then you're. Does it make sense at all?
It does. He explains.
Oh, okay.
My son explains as we're going along, and it seems really true to me because I went to acting classes.
Yeah.
Everything in the I don't know what the life of an assassin is like.
Right.
But I do know what the life of an acting student is like.
Yeah.
And every word is absolutely perfect. Did you go to acting classes?
No, I went. Well, I went to Second City in LA, so I did like the Second City training, like improv training. But no, I never went to like real acting classes. So we had to like go to the acting class, and it was weird me being there. Like, I'm writing a thing about being an actor, so I just want to observe. And the actors are like, "You're on television, dummy," you know. And I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm not too good, you know." So
it just came natural.
It just came natural. I don't know. I mean, some people have it, and some people don't. And fortunately, I got a lot of it. So I'm like a real dirtbag.
Now, the situation of like the assassin. Who veteran assassin who becomes who goes into acting classes? How did that gestate in you? Where did that? It's an odd combination. You don't automatically go, "Oh, I'll watch that."
Yeah,
but,
right.
And sometimes it takes season 2 before your 17-year-old son to say you have to watch this. And you go, "Oh, I've been an idiot for not watching this." How did that come about?
Well, Alec Berg, who I do the show with, he and I just went and we sat down and started talking about ideas, and I was like, What if we do a show about it, like a hitman, you know? And he was like, I hate hitmen. That's such a, like the guy with the skinny tie. He's like, there's more hitmen in movies and television than there are in real life. It's like dog catcher. Do you know what I mean? It's like not a thing. And like a dog catcher walks out. I'm like, hey, no. But it was like, it was not a real thing. So then and he goes, I hate that idea. I go, no, but it'd be me. And he went, oh, that's funny. And then very quickly, we got on the idea that he'd be in an acting class. I have no idea how he came up with that. But we're like, and then he's in an acting class. We're like, great. And then and that was it. And then we went to HBO, and they went, huh, okay. Mm-hmm. And we pitched it to them, and they were like, all right, well, yeah. let's see how it happens.
And this is one of the few shows on HBO that isn't ending this week.
I know, it's true. I know, isn't that crazy? I know, they were like, hey, I hope this is okay. We just want you to know you're going to be after Game of Thrones. And I was like, what? No, but no, we got like 2.5 million viewers when the Game of Thrones is our lead in. And yeah. I was like, I'd like to think that just 2.5 million people just decided to tune in on our third episode in season two. It has nothing to do with dragons.
You know, so eight seasons on Saturday Night Live. Do you miss the live shows at all?
No,
you don't
not
miss
at all.
The energy?
No, I got very nervous. I had bad anxiety. So I had real bad. Like stage fright and never went away. And then Lauren Michaels tried to help me after season four. He went, you can work here as long as you want. And that was his way of like, chill the f*** out.
And but it wasn't like, anxiety about success?
Yeah. No, total anxiety of just the red light comes on and I'm like, wait, what's my lines? You have like one shot at landing a thing and it's in front of the whole nation and you're just like, oh gosh, you know.
Yeah.
So then it got into a thing where I would get so nervous and then I would start breaking and things like that. Yeah, which is lame.
Did it manifest itself physically? Like aches or pains or?
Yeah, I would get very like, I would start to, I want to put my hand in front of my face. Isn't that weird?
Sure.
I want to put my hand in front of the face, and that's where the Stefan stuff came from. That's where that came from, because I was so nervous. I was like, I remember playing Julian Assange once, and I had a drink, and I just kept bringing it up like this. And Jenna, our stage manager, was at the camera going. And I was like. And I'm talking into a cup, and then the next Chris Kelly, the other stage manager, is like,
you're also known for your impressions, Al Pacino, Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Not everyone does a Vincent Price. Clint Eastwood.
No, real current stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What the kids are
Myrna
listening
Lloyd.
To. Yeah. Myrna Lloyd, Herbert Marshall, you know.
You do James Mason.
I do James. Yeah, I did it in my audition.
Audition.
Yeah.
I actually have a James Mason.
Oh, what is
Very few people have a James Mason. Would you like?
What's your James?
My James Mason is it. And we do have fun, don't we, Lo? And I'll buy you a new dress, and we'll have a party, and no more boys.
Yeah, that's the one. That's
we'll
the
move.
We're trying to get into.
Thank you. I'm going to shoot you, Quilty.
Yeah, it's when he's painting her toenails.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Told you before, new boys.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
exactly.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did him in my audition, and it was him with an expired gift certificate for a dozen donuts.
Do you mind?
He's like, I would like to buy a dozen donuts with this gift certificate. And I'd also like your biggest bottle of Yoo-hoo. I'm sorry. I see. Well, how much are the donuts without the gift certificate? I see.
That was it.
So many levels.
No
of
acting
sadness.
Classes.
No
You're
acting
telling
classes.
Me no acting
no
classes.
No acting classes.
Up next, Henry Winkler.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is such a treat for me. From Fonzie on Happy Days to Barry Zuckerkorn on Arrested Development, my next guest is a true TV icon. He now stars on HBO's Barry.
The primary responsibility of any actor is to create the reality and let the audience live there. Mm-hmm. So where are we? Anywhere. You've been somewhere. Come on. Where have you been?
Grocery store.
Are you asking me or are you telling
no,
me?
No, I've been to a grocery store.
All right, we're in a grocery store. All right, here we go. This is great. What do you see up there on the shelves?
Gum.
Gum is at the register, Barry.
Please welcome Henry Winkler. Let me just get this
Stephen,
out of the way.
Stephen, I am very happy to be here.
I am so happy that you are here.
Jean is wearing leather.
Yes.
I have worn leather once or twice.
Yes, you have.
You
yes,
look
you
good.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you gotta have a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
TV time, baby.
Yeah. TV time.
He's been called the Black Fonzie.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Is it?
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. Let me just, if you don't mind, I know we're here to interview, but I just got to fan at you just slightly, because if only for Barry Zuckerkorn, I would be a fan. But I was, you know, a school kid during Happy Days. Oh. I never missed Happy Days. My school would have Happy Days Day, like at school, and you could come dressed as somebody from Happy Days. No, everyone would come dressed as, it was so huge.
Oh, that's crazy.
You had to know how big it was, of course.
I knew it, but I didn't know about your school.
No, were they, everyone came dressed as Fonzie. No offense to Ron Howard.
Of course not.
You know, Richie Cunningham, he's on the show next week. But everybody had, yeah, he's on next week.
Oh, wow, give my regards.
What, I will.
Yeah, he's my friend.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, good, good to hear that. You've kept it up over the years.
I did,
But everybody wanted to be Fonzie. I was Fonzie, obviously.
I was not the Fonz in real life.
Never?
Never. Ever. I would, you know, in high school, in August, in New York, it is muggy, it
sure.
is hot.
Sure.
And I would have to wear a winter overcoat when I called a girl. I would shake like a bowl of Jell-O before it went in the refrigerator.
You'd be so nervous you couldn't
talk to... honest to God.
Did that change when you became the Fonz?
Only on camera.
Really?
Yes.
But people on the street, like women, must have seen you and gone like, that guy's cool, that's the Fonz.
Yes, they wanted my socks without ever taking off my shoes.
Is that a metaphor, Henry Winkler? Because that sure sounds like a metaphor.
People were very happy to see me.
Oh, wow.
But I would not necessarily go on the street because it was so scary. And I had all my fan mail delivered to the apartment I was living in in Hollywood. And I would read it and sometimes answer it on the back of a script, of an old script that of Happy Days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the people out there who got letters from you, that's cool.
Sometimes I would call these people,
yeah.
and then I would spend 20 minutes. No, I really am. I read your letter, and I like. No, I really am. And then finally, I stopped calling.
Well, you're not only part of TV history, you're part of modern nomenclature, because you know we have all heard the term "jump the shark." Something has jumped the shark. Well, for people may not know that is actually a reference to your character, Fonzie, actually jumping a shark.
Yes.
Because he used to jump his motorcycle.
Yes.
He jumped a shark.
On water skis.
Is it the Hawaii episode?
We were in Malibu because Richie went to Hollywood in order to be a writer. So we all went out there, and my father, a very short German person, said to me over and over again, tell Gary Marshall that you water ski. I said, Dad, why would I ever say that to the man? No. He says this to him, you water ski. And I said one time, I said, my father wants you to know I water ski. And ba-boom.
Was it like right, like close to that? Is that when he said
well,
you
it was
there?
A couple of months later, but
wow.
there we were. And I did all the water skiing except for the jump. And if you watch the episode of the water skiing, I let go and I pull up on the beach and I step out of the skis and I have a big smile on my face. So half of that is the Fonz going, hey, I did it. And the other half is Henry going, oh my God, I did it.
It's a fine line.
It is a fine line. I was schizophrenic at that moment.
You played, as I said, we've said, the terrible lawyer, Barry Zuckerkorn in Arrested Development. People are saying... Some people are saying that when the movie is made of the Trump administration, that you could play Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen. There you go. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I kind of see it. Is there like, or do you think you've got a Michael Cohen in you? Like, if you were playing Michael Cohen?
Let me just tell you something right now. I am wearing a gun on my ankle. Get over here. You need something? I will take care of it for you. You give me $130,000 up front. Because I don't trust that you're not gonna pay me back.
Done. You've got the gig. You've got the gig. So what's Barry about?
You know
about?
What I love? What? I love when you do your mime. You're so good at mime.
Oh, the little object work over there? Yeah, yeah.
And then you... And you... And depending... Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about this?
Exactly.
Yeah. And we watch your monologue every night because it is like an antidote for the day. Is that true?
Yeah, for us, too.
Honestly.
For us, too. We need to do it.
It is so scary at this moment. I have a very good friend. One of my best friends is a psychiatrist. And he said almost every one of his patients, their stress level has risen off the chart.
Yeah.
And so we listen to your monologue and laugh, and until the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know who you should go see?
Who?
Dr. Ronnie Jackson. He'll take care of you. You're gonna be so fine.
Do you think he knows my weight?
No. Yeah, he could guess.
Yeah.
He could guess. He used to be a carny barker. Now, Barry, you play an acting teacher.
I do.
Okay, Bill Hader is an assassin.
Bill Hader is brilliant.
He is absolutely
brilliant. And it's true. Bill Hader, now, I've watched him, and so I had to go and audition for Bill and for his partner, Alec Berg, who is a genius writer, a comedy writer. And my son directed me for the audition.
Yeah.
And so I called my son's office. I said to his secretary, could I talk to my son? She said, where would he know you from? I said, the first 18 years of his life, down the hall. And then, but he directed me. I went in. I met Bill.
Wow.
I made Bill laugh. I thought this was great. I went home. I had to come back again. I then had to audition for Alec. Alec keeps everything very close to the vest.
Yeah.
He's very strict. He's very, he's Norwegian. I made him smile.
Oh, wow.
I think that pushed it over the edge.
Yes. Did you mention that you know how to water ski? People absolutely love
it. It's funny you should mention that. Not yet.
Keep that in the back pocket.
I've
That's for season
it.
Two.
I've got it.
Well, Henry, thank you so much. It was so lovely to meet you. Thanks for being here. Barry airs Sundays on HBO. Henry Winkler, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.